This is KUT. Think your house has a story to tell? If you live in East Austin, there may be a way to find out. A firm hired by the City of Austin recently finished a historical survey of homes in that part of town. The document totals more than 1,000 pages. It tells stories of some of Austin's first African-American business owners and of architectural trends of the 1930s and 40s. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, it also tells a story of loss.
To the uninformed, Shonda Mace looked like she was being a real creep.
You have to walk around to figure out what the best angle is, because foliage and cars, and you're trying to get as much of the house as possible in the picture.
On a chilly morning this past March, Mace lurked around a house on East 22nd Street. She took two pictures of it.
I take a facade, which is the front of the building, and then I take an oblique, which is going to be the corner.
She uploaded the photos. Then she asked herself a bunch of, well, nerdy questions.
Is this historic? Is it not historic? Is it contributing to a historic district? Is it not contributing to a historic district? And why?
Mace works for a local historic planning management firm. Last year, the city hired the company to survey homes in East Austin, documenting which homes could be eligible for preservation. For now, I leave Mace on East 22nd Street and head into the future. This is the sound of completed work. Since that morning in March, Mace and her coworkers have released a draft of the 2016 East Austin Historic Survey. She's a big one, weighing in at more than 1,000 pages. If you live in the neighborhood, you can even check out what they said about your house, like our photographer Jorge Sanhueso Leon did. What street do you live on?
Willow Street,
okay. A few minutes later and hundreds of pages turned. So what, let's see, it says, residential single-family house, stylistic influences, no style. Year built, 1904. Does that kind of jive with what you know about that?
Well, it was built in 1902 from what I knew, and I don't understand what no style means. I think my house is pretty nice, to be honest.
A survey like this is not entirely new. Back in 2000, the city paid the same firm to document a smaller portion of East Austin. Compare the two surveys and you can see the change many people say is happening in East Austin. Take this house, 1506 New York Avenue. Back in 2000, surveyors described it as, quote, significant for historic associations, excellent example of its type, defines the character of the New York Historic District. That house isn't there anymore. It was demolished in 2010. Here's another one, 2007 East 12th Street, deemed in 2000, quote, significant for historic associations, torn down last year. By my calculations, at least a dozen homes deemed potentially historic back in 2000 have since been demolished.
I would say a lot more buildings have been torn down.
Terry Myers was on the team that did the survey in 2000. She now sits on Austin's Historic Landmark Commission. When Myers first heard the city was doing a new survey, she thought,
go look at the 2000 survey and follow those recommendations.
But that's not how it works, at least according to the city.
Instead of the city having a heavy hand and coming in and saying, you are now living in a historic district and here are the new rules, we wanted this to come from the people living in the neighborhoods.
Sadowski says other cities have taken it upon themselves to get certain neighborhoods deemed historic. That's where more than half of the homes are at least 50 years old and look much like they originally did. The city of Austin has taken more of a backseat approach, let the neighbors apply for historic designation. But Terry Myers says that process is complicated. She's personally been working for 2 years to get one neighborhood in Austin designated as a historic district. And if a neighborhood is labeled historic, it becomes harder to demolish the houses in it. Sadowski admits leaving it up to the neighbors might have led to more loss.
We maybe have put too much responsibility on the folks who live in the neighborhoods to do a lot of this groundwork.
But these surveys, he says, can help out, at least as reference points. Preservation advocates say the city's approach is reactive rather than proactive. When a developer applies for a demolition permit for an East Austin house, city staff can look up the home in the survey. If it could qualify for a historic designation,
then we're going to work with the applicant for that demolition permit to explore alternatives to demolition.
But those who want preservation say they're up against time and what feels like an onslaught of demolition permit applications in East Austin. On Monday night alone, at least 8 of 30 properties on the Historic Landmark Commission's agenda were on the 2016 East Austin Historic Survey. Mary Jo Galindo is the chair of that commission. I posed her a question before Monday's meeting. So what? Why not demolish all these old homes? She asked me how long I've lived in Austin. 2 years, I told her.
you know, folks like you, you know, you moved here a couple of years ago and, you know, I mean, in some neighborhoods where they've scraped off all the whole houses, you might think that it's just, you know, mid-century mod everywhere. But I guess that old adage that if you don't know your past, then how can you know where you're going?
The city is currently collecting comments on the 2016 East Austin Historic Survey. You can submit those online through Friday. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.